Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition, author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know that I read and subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me right here each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. Now, don't go to sleep on me, even though this year is devoted to sleep. We're exploring a dozen herbs that affect sleep and dreams. They're called hypnotic, soporific, sedatives, and mind-altering plants. They promise us repose and peace, especially if we're one of the 70 million Americans who deal with sleep problems and the untold millions who are interested in dreams. So, as I said, don't go to sleep on me, but do get comfortable. Settle down and close your eyes, and let's investigate skullcap. But before we do that, there's a lot of things going on in the news. The World Health Organization says the use of non-sugar sweeteners, including aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, and stevia, is not recommended. Shall I read those again? Aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, and stevia, not recommended. They do not have any long-term benefit. This recommendation is based on findings from a review of many studies that found that non-sugar sweeteners not only don't reduce body fat, but they increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and mortality. Just say no to non-sugar sweeteners. If you want it sweet, you know what? Sugar is, okay, a lot better than high fructose corn syrup. So if you're buying a product, look and see if it has real sugar in it. That's probably the better thing to pick. Of course, at home, well, what do I use? I use maple syrup. I use honey. I use molasses. Three great sweeteners that are loaded with antioxidants and have lots and lots of health benefits as well. Now, I thought this was a fascinating article about the new calorie math. And when it comes to the way we metabolize calories, the type of food that we eat seems to have a pretty big impact. The investigators reported in Food and Nutrition Research Journal that when they gave volunteers either a sandwich made with multigrain bread and cheddar cheese or a sandwich made with highly processed white bread and processed cheese slices, exactly the same number of calories, but the less processed sandwich meal, the one on the whole grain bread and cheddar cheese, required twice as many calories to digest it as the other one. Oh my gosh. Protein, it turns out, takes the most energy to digest. As a matter of fact, about 30% of the calories in protein are actually used to digest it. Because the available energy in whole foods like nuts is behind cell walls, we can't really absorb every last calorie. And in fact, that's good because it means that there's some left over for the microorganisms in our gut. The more ground the food is, the more calories we're going to get from it. So you're going to get more calories from peanut butter than from eating peanuts, and more calories from flour than from eating the whole grain. And as an extra added attraction, and this is an article from Environmental Nutrition, May 2024, when you cook starchy foods like rice and potatoes and then let them cool down for at least a couple of hours, a type of carbohydrate called resistant starch is formed. And that's food for your gut bacteria. It has fewer calories than regular starch instead of 2 calories instead of 4. And so, wow, cold carbs, the new way to prevent diabetes. In the European Court of Human Rights, suit brought by 2,000 Swiss women, mostly in their 70s, argued that their government had endangered the last decades of their lives by not doing enough to fight climate change because elderly women are most risk of heat-related death, and they won. Wow, that's the good news. The bad news is that since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan 3 years ago, women and girls have now been deprived of every single right and erased from society. They can't travel alone. They can't receive medical treatment alone. An Afghan woman dies in childbirth every 2 hours. Only 2% of girls attend school, and most are forced into marriages by the age of 12, becoming the property of husbands who can beat them, sexually abuse them, and kill them. So things are very different in Afghanistan than they are in Switzerland, but skullcap is the herb of the day. I'll be right back.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Skullcap, Scutellaria lateriflora, hoodwort, Quaker bonnets, helmet flower, blue skullcap, blue pimpernel, hooded willow herb, mad dog weed, mad weed, American skullcap, Chinese skullcap. In 1969, Indian Herbology of North America by Alma Hutchins was published. This book came into my hands about 3 years after it was published, in the early 70s, and I was a real green novice herbalist at that point. I was thrilled to have this book because it focused on the plants of North America, and so many of the other available books didn't focus on North America, but were more from a European tradition. One of the plants that I read about was skullcap. Let me read you what Alma Hutchins has to say. Skullcap, Scutellaria lateriflora. Lateral means side. Flora means flower. Side flowering skullcap is another name of this plant. The family is the Labiatae, and in 1969 it was the Labiatae. However, in 2024 the family name has been changed, and actually quite some time back, even before the 21st century, it was changed to the Lamiaceae. Scutellaria lateriflora is indigenous to North America, she said. And this little herb is abundant throughout the land. If you look in damp places, meadows, ditches, and by the sides of ponds, from Connecticut south to Florida and Texas, it is a small perennial with fibrous yellow roots and very branching square stem. The tooth-edged leaves grow opposite to each other on short stalks. It derives its common name from the helmet-shaped upper lid of its small seed pod and the pale blue flowers which bloom in pairs in July and August. The whole plant is medicinal and should be gathered while in flower, dried in the shade, and kept in a well-closed vessel as it deteriorates rapidly from age and heat. Chemically, it contains essential oil, yellowish-green fixed oil, volatile oil, albumin, astringency, lignans, chloride of soda, iron, silica. The solvents are dilute alcohol or boiling water. It's a tonic, a nerving, an antispasmodic, and mild astringent. Skullcap, by its action on the cerebrospinal centers, is a most valuable remedy for controlling nervous irritation. In many cases of hydrophobia, it has been known to eventually render the patient free from disturbance. Hydrophobia is rabies, and of course skullcap does not cure rabies, but one of the first symptoms of rabies is fear of rabies, so it would definitely relieve that fear. Also, in cases of insomnia, excitability, restlessness, wakefulness, hysteria, convulsions, shaking, palsies, rickets, bites of poisonous insects and snakes, and all nervous affections, it supports the nerves, quieting and strengthening the system, and reduces temperature and induces perspiration in feverish children. Skullcap was known to the Aboriginal people of the New World and country people as mad dog weed. For persons troubled by undue sexual desires, skullcap taken freely and persistently provides the most efficient regulator without damage. When given with pennyroyal, Hedioma pelugiotis, as a tea, it is a very successful female remedy for cramping and severe pain caused by menstruation. The following formulas have been proven effective by prominent herbalists and doctors from the past and present. For the weakness of the heart, combine tincture of skullcap, 15 drops, tincture of golden seal, 10 drops, and tincture of cayenne, 2 drops, in warm water as needed. For irritability and nervous conditions, tincture of lady slipper, 20 drops. Tincture of skullcap, 15 drops, in warm water every 2 to 4 hours. Lady slipper is no longer used as an herbal medicine due to its scarcity. For hydrophobia, that's rabies, and bites of poisonous snakes, tincture of cone flower, which is echinacea, 20 drops. Tincture of skullcap, Scutellaria, 15 drops, in water as frequently as possible. For insomnia, for exhaustion, whether from excessive work or due to alcoholism or drug withdrawal, tincture of skullcap, Scutellaria, 12 drops. Tincture of passion flower, Passiflora, 40 drops, in water at least every 3 hours. Tincture alone, 3 to 12 drops, as indicated. Infusion, a teaspoonful of the cut herb steeped in a cupful of boiling water for a half hour. Homeopathic, tincture fresh plant for ardor, urina, brain irritation, chorea, delirium tremens, flatulence, headache, nervous, hiccup, hydrophobia, hysteria, night terrors, sleeplessness, tobacco withdrawal. Very interesting that the homeopathic so follows the herbal, which is quite rare. Russian experience. Scutellaria baculensis is one species of skullcap that grows in Siberia, Mongolia, and Japan. It is, I will tell you, a very commonly used herb in China. As a matter of fact, perhaps one of the most commonly used herb in China. It is not mentioned in Russian folk medicine, but a lot of interest is currently shown in it because the Chinese, Mongolians, and Tibetans use it. Chinese administer skullcap as a stimulant, a tonic, a sedative, and a nerving for dealing with cramps, convulsions, epilepsy, and heart conditions, to reduce fever, for severe rheumatism, joint pain, and even to expel tapeworms. Extensive study and experiments confirm all of these uses. Clinically, it has been shown to reduce high blood pressure, to relieve heart conditions, including pain in the heart, to help ease disorders of the central nervous system, headaches, head noise, which we call tinnitus these days, and sleeplessness. All experiments indicate that skullcap is completely and totally safe. Well, after reading this, I was very thrilled to find that I lived in a place where there was skullcap. I went out to an area that's wet on my land. It's not stream side or pond side. You could call it maybe a little marshy area. There's just a lot of little streamlets that don't quite make channels there, and springs with water coming up out of them, and skullcap side flowering, skullcap with the branches of flowers extending out to the sides, and the flowers just on one side of that branch. I was thrilled. I wanted to show everyone the skullcap. I was working very closely with a wonderful woman named Edith. And so Edith and I went out and we harvested skullcap. And we brought it back to my house and I made a tincture of skullcap. And Edith and I had a cup of tea and then she drove home and she made her tincture. So there was perhaps an hour's difference, maybe an hour and a half, between the time when I made my tincture and Edith made her tincture. We didn't think that it would make much difference, but we are being told by Alma Hutchins that the medicine in skullcap disappears pretty easily, so we decided to check it out. And we were amazed to find that there was indeed a noticeable difference in those tinctures. In fact, what that made me do was to decide that I would not harvest skullcap and bring it back, but that I would take my jar, my cutting things, and my vodka out to the skullcap swamp, and I would donate blood to the mosquitoes while I made my skullcap tincture. And those skullcap tinctures made from the fresh plant, and I mean the fresh plant moments from it growing to it being turned into a tincture, you really can use the kind of dosage that Alma Hutchins suggests. That 3 to 12 drop dosage is plenty. However, if your skullcap tincture is a commercial skullcap tincture, which means that most likely it was made from dried plant material, you're going to have to use 10 to 20 times more. So you're going to start with a dropperful dose, and you might have to crank that up to two or even three dropperfuls to get the kinds of effects that Alma Hutchins and Susan Weed are used to getting with Skullcap. Does it work for sleep? Oh, my goodness. A dear friend of mine was married to a man who was in a very public position, so public that political cartoons regularly appeared about him, and not flattering ones at all. This didn't get to him, but it did disturb his sleep, and his doctor recommended a sleeping pill. So he started taking a sleeping pill, but he was upset enough, and I actually, at their house, I would stay in a room that was covered floor to ceiling, all four walls, with these kind of nasty political cartoons about him. So it wasn't just one or two. It was a lot of them. And so he'd wake up in the middle of the night, and the doctor said, well, then he had to take another sleeping pill if he woke up in the middle of the night. And my friend said, I don't want to sleep with him anymore. It's like sleeping with a zombie. Help. And I said, Skullcap. Skullcap will definitely help him. Here's what I want him to do. I want him to get some Skullcap tincture made from the fresh plant, and if you want to come here and harvest it with me so you have it, that's absolutely fine. Or Catskill Mountain Herbals sell Skullcap tincture made from the fresh plant, and Red Moon Herbs also sells Skullcap tincture from the fresh plant. And I want him to have two glasses with a small amount of liquid, whatever liquid he wants, and he's going to put about five drops of Skullcap tincture in that liquid in the two glasses. Then, when it's time for him to go to bed, I would like him to bring both of those glasses into the bedroom with him, with the liquid and the Skullcap tincture in it. He can even bring the two glasses of liquid and the Skullcap tincture and put it in there. But what I want him to do is to read or listen to music by candlelight. And if he's afraid that he'll fall asleep, particularly people who aren't falling asleep aren't worried they're going to fall asleep if they read by candlelight. And I want him to do that for approximately 5 minutes. It could be longer if he's really interested in what he's reading. And then take his first dose of Skullcap tincture, blow out the candle. This is very important because this blowing out of the candle becomes a cue to your body to fall asleep. And go to sleep. And if you don't go to sleep, that 5 minutes later, take the second dose. He went to sleep. He slept the whole night through. In fact, within a couple of weeks, he was completely off his sleeping pills. And Skullcap, just five drops in a glass with some liquid in it, was enough to carry him off. He said he especially liked it because he woke the next morning feeling revitalized and restored, which is certainly something he couldn't say about taking the sleeping pills. I'll be right back to tell you more about Skullcap.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Even so, it was written in 1899, I did not come across Selter and Lloyd's Herbal Pharmacopoeia back then, or even in the 60s or the 70s. It was well into the 80s before I found what was basically the physician's desk reference of the 19th century physician, who was also an herbalist, because they just didn't have the drugs that our physicians have nowadays. Let's see what Selter and Lloyd have to tell us about skullcap. I'm not going to reread the part about identifying the herb. I think you got it now. It's side-flowering skullcap. It's a plant that, if it could stand by itself, would get 3 feet tall. But it tends to fall down on the ground and to look like it's creeping, although it doesn't really. So the first kind of important thing that they have to tell us after they describe it is that skullcap loses its properties when dried and by age becomes inert. Hence the many failures in those trying to use skullcap. Well, I was thrilled to read this because, of course, that is exactly what I had found out myself, is that skullcap is not an herb that's going to do much for you once it's dried. Whether you tincture it or make a tea of it, although it's not useless, it's at its absolute best if it's tinctured fresh. Skullcap is a tonic, a nervine, and an antispasmodic. It is one of the most valuable agents for a certain class of patient. Those who have neuralgias, tremors, or any kind of nervous problem, in delirium, drink freely to produce a calm and deep sleep. It is wonderful when combined with lycopus. Lycopus is another kind of mint. And interestingly enough, everywhere I've looked for skullcap, I have found lycopus. I don't always find skullcap. And so I've come to recognize that lycopus can be used in lieu of skullcap, although so few people do that it's hard to get information about it. Think of skullcap when the patient has nervous excitability, is restless, or wakeful. Skullcap soon puts them to sleep, especially if they have overdone it mentally or emotionally. We have every expectation of beneficial results from skullcap so long as it is used fresh. when its soothing effects cease. It does not leave excitability or irritability, as is the cause with other nervines. No, it leaves behind a calm and soothed cerebrospinal centers. It is well used to control functional cardiac disorders with or without typical manifestations. Half an ounce of the recently dried leaves in 2 cups of boiling water to make a very strong infusion. Interesting. Right, because they don't have the fresh plant. They have to actually bump it up to infusion strength. Generally, we don't make infusions of mints, but Scutellaria, although it is in the mint family, doesn't have any odor, so we're just fine with doing that. The specific indications, nervousness, especially from chronic disease or surgery, extreme exhaustion with wakefulness from over doing it, teething, hysteria, when there are tremors, inability to control oneself, the purely nervous type. We know some of those purely nervous types, don't we? And they go on to say that there are some related species, Scutellaria pilosa, used in female disorders, both in gravid and non-gravid females, when they are excitable or irritable or the nervous system needs help. And Wikipedia tells us, yes, indeed, Scutellaria has perhaps as many as 475 different species. Scutellaria is a genus in the mint family, Scutella, Latin for a small dish, tray, or platter. And, of course, thus we get the hooded or helmeted. There are Scutellaria species worldwide. Most are herbaceous annuals or perennials. Very few are aquatic, and one or two are even shrubby. Alabama skullcap, alpine skullcap, pineland skullcap, tall skullcap, narrow leaf skullcap, nose skullcap, Florida scrub skullcap, Blue Ridge skullcap, Baikal skullcap, the Chinese skullcap, barb skullcap, Sierra skullcap, Britain skullcap, bush skullcap, California skullcap, Gulf skullcap, scarlet skullcap, Costa Rican skullcap, hairy skullcap, common skullcap. That's Scutellaria lateriflora, my love. Culberson County skullcap, blue skullcap, little skullcap, mountain skullcap, small skullcap, Rio Grande skullcap, dwarf skullcap, veiny skullcap, heartleaf skullcap, Mexican skullcap, South American skullcap, white pine skullcap, smooth rock skullcap, Texas skullcap. You get the idea. Are they all used in the same way? We don't really know. We know the native people of North America used skullcap, and they used whatever skullcap was growing by them. It's quite possible that they all have similar uses. Maud Greaves talks about lesser skullcap, Virginia skullcap, common skullcap, as well as Scutellaria lateriflora. And she says that all these skullcaps are tonics, nervines, and antispasmodics. Used for, you got it, repeat after me, hysteria, convulsions, nervous headaches, neuralgia, and especially headache arising from incessant coughing. It is one of the most reliable remedies when used fresh, inducing sleep without any unpleasant side effects. Overdoses may cause giddiness, confusion, or even twitching. I'll be back with more about skullcap.
Green one.
a correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
David Hoffman is one of my favorite herbalists, and he tells us that Scutellaria lateriflora should be collected late in the flowering period, and the whole of the top should be used. He tells us that it contains a flavonoid glycoside called scutellarin, also iridoids, volatile oils, and tannins. He classifies it as a nervinic, tonic, and antispasmodic, and a hypotensive, in other words, an agent that reduces blood pressure. It is perhaps the most widely relevant nervine available to us in the 21st century. It relaxes all states of nervous tension while renewing and revivifying the central nervous system. In all exhausted and depressed conditions, skullcap, it's used with complete safety. A wonder in the easing of premenstrual tension and menstrual cramps. Priest and Priest tells us skullcap is a diffusive, stimulating, and relaxing nervine. I know, it's a little hard to wrap your brain around things that herbalists do all the time, which is that plants can both stimulate and relax at the same time. It is the cerebrovasodilator, in other words, more blood is going to get to your brain, indicated for any nervous irritation anywhere in the head or the spine. One of the first MDs that I met who was using skullcap was treating a young man who tried to kill himself by jumping off a bridge and missed the water and landed on his head on the bank. And he, this MD, who had a little knowledge of herbs, he said he was consumed with skullcap. Like, skullcap came to him and said, you have to give this young man skullcap because he hurt his skull. And he was, as an MD, he was a little like, really? But he did find that it was very helpful, along, of course, with other things. Skullcap for functional nervous exhaustion, for nervous weakness, for action, insomnia, nightmares, restless sleep. There is no agent. Ellingwood says it is quite specific, first, for irritability of the nervous system with restlessness and excitability, inability to sleep, although there is no pain, and general irritability with insomnia. Secondly, it is good for nervous disorders which are characterized by muscular action, like twitching, tremors, restlessness, restless legs. Its soothing influence continues for a protracted period after it is discontinued. All right, thank you, David Hoffman. And let's talk just a little bit about Scutellaria baculensis, which was found at Lake Baikal in Siberia. And it is known as Chinese skullcap. In fact, most of the scientific studies that have been done on skullcap have been done on Chinese skullcap. So if you look on the internet, you're as likely to find Chinese skullcap as you are to find American skullcap. While American skullcap has scientifically been shown to have very powerful antioxidant effects, it is therefore understands why it's used to protect against neurological disorders, even reversing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other neurological things because of its great ability to affect the brain and the nervous system. I have seen person after person with severe headaches say that skullcap was the herb that finally did it for them. For those with migraines, I suggest that they take a few drops of skullcap, 3 to 5 drops of skullcap, and a dropper full of St. Jones wort, Hypericum perforatum, when they start thinking about maybe having a headache. If they are actually getting it, then more skullcap and more Hypericum repeated even as often as every 5 minutes. Chinese skullcap is also used to treat headache, but it has quite a few other uses because it is the root of the Chinese skullcap that is used. It is antifungal, antiviral, counters inflammation, maybe has cancer-fighting properties, and has been used to treat allergies and infections. So Chinese skullcap is used in some of the ways that American skullcap is, but it is also used in very different ways. Chinese skullcap has been used against hepatitis V. It has been shown to have tremendous help for people who are under severe oxidative stress. Several scutellarias show anti-tumor effects. Scutellaria baculensis, specifically anti-proliferative, and helps cancer cells to actually commit suicide, especially in lymphocytic leukemia, lymphoma, and myelomas. Now, I was a bit disturbed to find the National Institutes of Health had a very long article about skullcap as a liver toxic and killer of the liver. I've just been reading all of these things that tell us that skullcap is perfectly safe. It's in the mint family. I can't imagine that there would be a problem with it. They tell us at first that skullcap is used for hysteria, epilepsy, chorea, now largely used as a sedative and sleeping pill, but that it does have large amounts of flavonoids, and that they actually act as GABA agonists, so that skullcap can actually work like benzodiazepines. Oh my gosh. And then they go on to say it's been implicated in rare instances of liver injury, although they are very clear. In most cases, multiple herbal medications were being taken, and the role of skullcap in the damage was unclear. Furthermore, analysis has identified significant adulterants, especially germander, in skullcap as sold on the market, and germander is known as a hepatotoxic plant. Chinese skullcap is a different species, but may have adverse effects on the liver. There have been reports and case studies, however. Any hepatotoxicity from skullcap is pretty rare, mild to moderate in severity, and resolves rapidly once the herb is stopped. There have been no cases of chronic liver disease, cirrhosis, or bile duct problems linked to skullcap. Thank you, National Institutes of Health.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Skullcap has been used as a remedy for diarrhea and a remedy for kidney problems, breast pain, and as a way to help expel afterbirth. Tension headaches, fibromyalgia, nice. Anorexia nervosa, oh my goodness. The uses of skullcap are many. It is in the mint family. And I am glad to see that the really excellent National Geographic Guide to Medicinal Herbs says, the tincture of the fresh plant captures the healing compounds, which are totally lost in drying it. And it says, severe liver toxicity? Seems to be caused by adulteration with germander. Drowsiness may result from taking skullcap. Well, yes. Skullcap contains the amino acid glutamine, which fights anxiety. So, you know, the mint family in general has a lot of great uses. It's a digestive aid. Skullcap's in the mint family. It is a digestive aid, especially if you get indigestion from nervousness. Yeah. Most of the mints are antispasmodic and stop muscle spasms. And we've seen that skullcap helps to stop muscle spasms, especially in things like twitching muscles or leg cramps, menstrual cramps, and so on. Wow. When I was thrown out of the white water raft into an area of shallow water. Now, this was a white water trip I had done several times before, and so I thought I knew the river. But rivers, especially the headwaters of rivers, change. And so we came around a bend, and I dug my paddle in where there should have been a little hole, and it was a sandbank. And so my paddle dug into the sand, flipped me right out of the raft, and kind of twisted my wrist when it did it. And my arm swelled up a little bit, and the guide said, well, we have to, like, get you out of here. And I'm like, no. I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me. I have Skullcap with me. And I immediately began taking 2 to 3 drops of Skullcap, literally a tiny, tiny amount of Skullcap. I would put the 2 or 3 drops in my palm, and I would suck them up out of my palm. And I would do that whenever I felt pain. What I love about treating my pain with Skullcap is that it puts me to sleep. When you are dealing with pain, that keeps you up, Skullcap, because it is such a powerful pain reliever and sleep inducer, is going to be a real ally for you, as it has been for me over and over again. When my daughter needed to have her wisdom teeth out in her late teenage years, the doctor gave her a prescription for a pain pill when she left. And, of course, a prescription for some antibiotic as well. And she looked at these prescriptions, and she looked at me, and she said, I don't think we need to fill this. I think that we have brought herbs with us because we traveled to an area where a friend of mine lived who had a very special dentist because my daughter was afraid of this procedure. So we got something really nice for her. And I said, you're right. I brought Skullcap. And you see, the problem, I told her, with taking those pain pills is that the pain pills actually kind of slow down the healing process. And while they make you feel less pain, you're actually in the pain longer because you're not healing as well. Whereas the Skullcap, as we've seen, talking about Skullcap, actually improves the functioning of the nervous system, the digestive system. And, oh, did I mention that mints are really good for the respiratory system as well? Yeah, they are. So she, of course, had the afternoon off after her dental procedure, which was a big deal. And we sat around, and she took Skullcap as often as she needed to make sure she wasn't in any pain. It's so different than the way we're used to working with drugs. We're used to taking a pain pill, and then our pain is relieved for 8 to 12 hours. But that's because that pain pill has done major things in the body, not just in terms of the pain, but it's really disrupted a whole lot of things going on. Whereas with herbs, and especially an herb like Skullcap, the effect is very direct and very distinct. And so it works better if we do it frequently. Small amounts frequently are going to get us deep, deep sleep from taking Skullcap. The other sleep-inducing herb that we've been talking about, chamomile, is not especially pain-relieving. Valerian, not especially pain-relieving. Ashwagandha, not so pain-relieving. Cannabis, very pain-relieving. Now, if I'm in a situation because cannabis is legal and therefore more available to me and I have fresh tincture, fresh cannabis flowers, I will usually alternate them, taking 3 to 5 drops of Skullcap. And then the next time I'm in pain or someone's in pain, suggesting 3 to 5 drops of cannabis tincture. Next month, we're going to be talking about Passiflora, which is also a pain reliever, and California poppy, which is an excellent pain reliever. Hops will be after that, and hops is used to brew beer, and people often say, feeling no pain. And then we're going to end the year with cronewort, lavender, lemon balm, motherwort, and hot chocolate, none of which relieve pain. So our middle group here, cannabis, Skullcap, Passiflora, California poppy, and hops are our pain-relieving herbs that also put us to sleep. Oh, so much to know, so much to feel into, so much to enjoy. Green blessings are everywhere, but this now wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you so much for joining me, for opening your mind and your ears and your heart to me and to the wise woman way of healing through nourishment, loving kindness, and dream-inducing, sleep-inducing, pain-relieving herbs. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Spirit of the past has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.